trying to put a positive face on what can only be interpreted as one of the ugliest and most embarrassing moments in the history of journalism. Fox issued a statement saying, quote, "We are pleased to have reached a settlement of our dispute with Dominion Voting Systems. We acknowledge the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. The settlement reflects..." I'm sorry, this is going to be difficult to say with a straight face. "This settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards. We are hopeful that our decision to resolve the dispute with Dominion amicably instead of the acrimony of a divisive trial allows the country to move forward from these issues." Unquote.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, April 18th, 2023. Welcome to day 819. Mitch McConnell and Senate Republicans will not allow Democrats to temporarily replace Dianne Feinstein on the Judiciary Committee, who was hospitalized for shingles in March and has since been recovering at home. Feinstein's absence has stalled confirmations of some of the Biden administration's judicial nominees. She has not provided a return date. Chuck Schumer said he planned to ask for unanimous consent from the Senate to appoint a temporary substitute, but McConnell called the effort to substitute Feinstein on the panel an extremely unusual request with no known precedent. "Let's be clear," McConnell said. "Senate Republicans will not take part in sidelining a temporarily absent colleague off a committee just so Democrats can force through their very worst nominees. It would take the support of at least 10 Republicans to allow Democrats to make the temporary change on the committee." Some progressive House Democrats have called on Feinstein, the 89-year-old senator, to resign. Meanwhile, an anti-abortion coalition urged the U.S. Supreme Court to reinstate a lower court decision that suspended the FDA's approval of the abortion pill mifepristone. The Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine claimed that the FDA's approval of mifepristone more than 20 years ago had stripped away every meaningful and necessary safeguard on chemical abortion. The government, pharmaceutical companies, leading medical organizations, former FDA officials, 250 Democratic members of Congress, Democratic-led cities and states, and abortion rights groups, meanwhile, urged the court not to second-guess the expertise of the FDA. On April 7th, U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek of Texas suspended the approval of mifepristone. However, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals modified the ruling so that the drug would remain available while the case continues to play out, but it did roll back the drug's accessibility and limited its use through week 7 of a pregnancy. The Supreme Court is set to act by midnight on Wednesday. Moving on, a federal judge in New York denied Trump's request to delay the civil rape and defamation trial against him, which was brought by author E. Jean Carroll. Trump's lawyers wanted to postpone the trial for another 4 weeks, arguing that a cooling-off period was necessary following Trump's recent criminal indictment in Manhattan. Carroll's lawsuit alleges that Trump raped her at a Manhattan department store in the mid-1990s. Which Trump has repeatedly called a lie. The trial is scheduled to begin on April 25th. And finally, Fox News reached a last-minute settlement with Dominion Voting Systems for a total of $787.5 million. Dominion accused Fox of defamation for promoting false claims that its voting machines in the 2020 election were rigged against Trump and had been seeking $1.6 billion in damages before making the settlement. In a statement, Fox News said, "We acknowledge the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false," adding, "This settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards." The settlement came after the jury had already been sat, but before the opening statements began. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.